type of timeline do you have here to let students and the greater campus community know what's going to happen? Do you have a date in mind that you have to make a decision on all of this?
Yes, I think across the nation, as we look at sister institutions and their planning and their thoughts, et cetera, I think many are sort of saying June 15th to July 1, maybe trying to get a much better read on the region that we're in, what the cases look like. We want to mitigate as many of the risks as possible. But at the same time, can we get there? Our one of our worries right now is making sure that if you really look at the governor's plan, even at that, what I would call the best scenario phase, we still have to make sure that we've got a mechanism that will allow for rapid and quick testing, that will also have good tracking systems in place. So we have much work to do, but we're optimistic, and again, we will be a university in the fall. Does that mean we'll be some hybrid? That's possible. We're actually doing a measurement of our classrooms to make sure that, to the extent we need to maintain that 6-foot distance, what does that look like in Lawson, for instance? Can we start to pick up some space in other areas that might be large? For instance, even in the student center, the ballrooms that we have there, could those be configured in a way that would allow for distance but also provide for face-to-face classroom instruction?
Seems like there may actually be a benefit this year to SIUC not operating at its full student capacity.
No, and you know, one of the major advantages we have is single rooms. For our students in terms of their residential living, those who live on campus, we're fine there. Many places are really struggling with that. How can they get down to a single room for a student? We're there. And so that, again, is to our advantage. I think the advantages for us, one is our region, our density, the number of cases per 100,000, the fact that we do have things in good shape, like single rooms, and also the fact that we have such a good cooperative community in terms of the expertise of our health providers, including our own school of medicine. It really puts us in a very nice position to be able to plan, but to also be very thoughtful and very careful. And, we have students on both sides of this and families. One is that they don't want to expose their son or daughter, or the student doesn't want to expose himself or herself to any environment that wouldn't be in their interest health-wise and safety. At the same time, we have many that are anxious to let's get back to in-person, in-class kinds of instruction and delivery. So, again, it's about trying to plan in multiple directions. We're capable of doing that. We're using our time to do so.
Finally, I know Southern takes pride in being a part of the community of the broader Southern Illinois region. Do you feel the university is still able to do that, given the limitations because of COVID-19?
Yeah, absolutely. And that means the sharing of masks as we have, that we had available in our laboratories and the scientific work that goes on here. But also gloves, anything that we have that we could shift. And we're not worried about an inventory of this. By the way, here's 1,000 of these and the cost of this is this. No, this is a pandemic. And our responsibility is to our community, to the region in which we live. And I think that our citizens should feel really good that they do have anchor institutions like a university that has supplies and resources and talent that we can share with others. And I'm very proud of our faculty, our staff, our students. They've gone out of their way to make sure that we are Salukis, but we're also very cognizant of our other members of our family, and that includes the larger community, the region. We've even been very, very helpful to the governor and to the state of Illinois, primarily in many ways through the School of Medicine, but the viral transport that you talked about, those vials, man, that's great stuff. We also have some people doing good work on tracking systems, maybe using the iPhone in your hand to know where people have been, who they've been in contact with, et cetera. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to say it's a great day to be a Saluki, but it's certainly a great day to be proud of the Salukis and the work that has gone on.
John Dunn is the interim chancellor of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. I'm Jennifer Fuller.